exactly how good is remote viewing? How much better is remote viewing than a 50-50 chance for anything?
You should expect to see in an average remote viewing, just sort of over a period of time, you should expect to see about 75 to 85% of the material be evaluated as correct or partially correct. It is possible under controlled conditions to produce a 95% probability of accuracy.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I've had remote viewers on the program who say, look, Art, with a trained remote viewing crew, that means, you know, six or eight remote viewers who are really good, when they get a certain percentage of agreement among the remote viewers, they put it in the high 90s. Some claim 100%, that they just flat can't be wrong past a certain point.
Well, I've never seen 100% accuracy in anything. It's certainly not, maybe an individual thing, but what I would say, and I'm willing to back this up with published papers, I mean, anybody who's interested can go up to my website and get them.
Yes.
Is that, for instance, the archaeological stuff, we evaluated each concept that was offered by a remote viewer. So, in for instance, if they said, the man sitting at the microphone, on the ball, right?
Yes.
If they said that would be, that's one sentence, but it's man, sitting, microphone, ball. That's like four concepts. And so if each of those concepts is evaluated as correct, partially correct, incorrect, can't be evaluated, we expected to see of the part that could be evaluated, there's a certain percentage you just can't evaluate, but of the part that could be evaluated, we expected it to be between 75 and 85% accurate.
All right, but see, here's...
And that ran over about 20 years.
Yeah, but here's what I just can't digest, and this is like a rewind to a little while ago, Stephen, and that is that if the message could be, for example, man, bomb, flight 1125,
well, you wouldn't get flight 1125.
All right, well, whatever. Get close enough so that it would be useful information for the FBI or whoever else would stop this kind of thing, then this would be in use today. And the fact that it's not in official use seems beyond all reason to me.
I would agree. It's not about reason. It's not a rational decision. I mean, I will tell you that I had 47 people who had never done remote viewing who came to a seminar that I taught last year. I asked them on the 3rd of November to locate and describe where Saddam Hussein would be captured and discovered by the coalition or U.S. forces.
And came up with what?
And came up with sufficient information that you could, that as I was told by one of the officers, you could have driven to the place. And I'll send this to you. I had it all notarized, put in a bank vault.
Okay, see, that's a precise example, an exact example of why they would be using it. They don't have, look, our CIA ain't that moral. They ain't that ethical.
Well, it has nothing to do with morality. It's not about morality. It's about your worldview, the idea that people ought not to be able to do this.
Are you serious? I mean,
yes, absolutely, I'm serious.
Okay, fine. That would be the average person's fear, but you're going to tell me that's a CIA executive who needs to know secrets more than anything else in the world. He needs to know these things.
Well, let me tell you, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. Actually, for 30 years. And I have used the remote viewing and compared it against side-scan sonar and magnetometers and satellite photographs
right.
and all kinds of other electronic remote sensing.
Right.
And I will tell you, and I am prepared to back it up. And again, you can go get the papers. I mean, this is all written down. It's all witnessed by dozens of people. It's all, you know, blah, blah, blah. That if I had only one way to go look for something, I would use remote viewing.